T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Erie County legislator and political science professor at Canisius College, Kevin Hardwick, joining us first to talk about the impeachment hearings. Let me ask you our web poll, Kevin. Are you fascinated, fatigued, or frustrated as these hearings unfold?
I am so exhausted, Susan. I mean, between, last night, all the testimony in the recent days, and then the debate last night, which started late. I mean, this is a debate, I guess, designed for folks in California. It's like Monday Night Football. The rest of us have to really, really work at it to stay up for the end of it. It's just exhausting.
What did you make of the testimony yesterday? The thing that kind of stuck out to me was the demeanor that we saw from Gordon Sondland. Almost at some points kind of laughing at what a lot of us who have been watching these have been laughing at, and that is the people asking the questions, or should I say not really asking questions, just kind of talking and, you know, wondering where the question is.
Well, yes. And I'll tell you, I look at it a little bit differently. I did notice a difference in the demeanor, but I think I see it a little bit differently than you, Brian. I mean, I compare it to, say, last week, Ambassador Bill Taylor and George Kent, a State Department official, you know, people who have been there for life, real professionals. And I thought that perhaps Ambassador Sondland, who got his position because he gave $1 million to Trump's inaugural committee, which is something, by the way, happens on both sides of the aisle. This is not the first time someone's given a lot of money and gotten an ambassadorship. That happens all the time, Democrats and Republicans. But there was a marked difference. I mean, the career professionals were just that last week. There were career professionals, and there were more professionals all around this too. I mean, it wasn't just Kent and Taylor. But you know, I came to appreciate their professionalism when you compare it to, you know, the guy yesterday who testified, who probably gave something to both sides. The problem is, you know, he's amended his testimony. He had, I guess, temporary amnesia when he first testified behind closed doors, and then other information came out, and he's all over the board. I just didn't know what to make of him.
Well, did you note, though, that he presumed the quid pro quo?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's true, and like I said, there's something there for everybody, and I think that's what the Republicans are running with today, that there was this presumption, and I'm sure a lot of people had that presumption, but I think, you know, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence that the Republicans will play on. Out of all the testimony yesterday, I found the most interesting probably that which people are talking the least about, and that was a Defense Department Assistant Secretary last night, Laura Cooper, who, you know, dropped a bombshell around 7:30, 8 o'clock that no one probably saw, and that's that after she testified behind closed doors and a transcript of her testimony was released, some of her staff members saw her testimony and the questions that were being asked, and they said, oh, you know, there were these emails from people in the Ukraine, and there were these discussions we had with them, and they kind of indicate that the people in the Ukraine actually did know that the aid was being held up, or at least they suspected it, which kind of blows a hole in the Republicans' argument that, you know, how can you extort someone when they weren't even aware that they were being extorted? Well, I got to believe that Democrats are scrambling this morning to try to look at those emails a lot closer and talk to some of the people who were on the staff of Laura Cooper, and you know, perhaps widen this investigation.
You made mention of this whole thing just kind of bleeding right into the debate that happened last night down in Atlanta with the Democratic candidates. Did you have a big takeaway from last night's debate?
Yeah, the takeaway was that I was glad for the break at 10 o'clock, just before 10 o'clock, because I said, this is enough for me, I'm going to bed. You know, I was a little bit concerned about Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden has always been a gaffe machine, and that's to be expected. But again, last night, he got a little bit tongue-tied, which was not the old Joe Biden of, you know, 8 or 10 years ago. And it, you know, you have to wonder about the impact of age. Those of us who who are getting a little bit older, Brian, know that, you know, we're beginning to lose maybe half a step, and I think you see it with Joe Biden, and that's a concern. And that's why you have to look who else is in that lane, and you look at Pete Buttigieg, and you look at Amy Klobuchar, and you look more closely at them to see which one of them can step into that, you know, that position if Biden falters even more. And certainly Buttigieg has made a lot of, you know, a lot of progress in recent weeks. He's now tops in Iowa. It led a lot of people, including Buttigieg, I think that he was going to be attacked fiercely last night, at least roughed up a little bit, the way Elizabeth Warren was in the last debate. And it really didn't happen, at least not to the extent that a lot of people expected.
You know, do we need to rethink how we're doing these debates? It was almost half an hour into the debate before you heard anything asked of Gabbard, Yang, or Steyer. They hadn't been given any time, 20, 30 minutes into the debate.
They seemed surprised when they were asked a question. Surprised and grateful that they were asked a question. Yeah, you know, I think so. I think in the initial debates this summer, when they had 20 people, 10 a night, I think it made a lot of sense. You wanna get a first look at all these people to see who might break out of the pack. And you did get some people breaking out of the pack. Kamala Harris for a little while. Now she's sort of settled back. And Pete Buttigieg in particular, who I think has broken out of the pack, and he's up with the front runners, and he will probably stay there. By this time, you probably want to limit it to maybe the top five or six.
Well, you have in someone like Yang, he's actually polling higher in most polls than Booker or Klobuchar, and still is, you know, left and kind of ignored by the moderators up there. We have all this time where these candidates have been running and running and running, and it's like the longest campaign ever. It would seem to be like the perfect opportunity to have town halls where you get some one-on-one time with all these people.
Yeah, it would be. I think you'll see more of that. I mean, February 3rd, it's 2.5 months away, is Iowa caucuses. After Iowa, you'll see candidates dropping left and right. You know, if they don't come in second or third or maybe fourth at worst, they'll be dropping out. Going to New Hampshire, you'll probably be down to probably no more than five, six, seven candidates at most, maybe even less. And after New Hampshire, it'll be three or four candidates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.